Now, we heard of the famous story of Dolores Hart, the actress who gave up her fame and fortune in Hollywood to pursue something more deeper, which was only found in the hidden life behind the convent. The same goes for Filipina actress Chinchin Gutierrez, who left the glitz and glamour of showbiz to become a bride of Christ. Now, Anne Russell Miller had spent 33 years as a nun at a Carmelite monastery in Illinois, but before that, she was a wealthy San Francisco socialite. Born in 1928, Anne had dreams of becoming a nun, but she fell in love instead. Anne had desired to enter the convent as a young woman, but as providence would have it, she met her husband, Richard Dick Kendall Miller, and they eloped and got married when she was 20. Her life was filled with luxuries that most people only dream of, including yachting trips in the Mediterranean, going on various adventures around the world, trips to Elizabeth Arden 4 days a week, and a collection of designer shoes. By age 27, she had 5 kids. Her younger son, Mark Miller, wrote in a series of tweets. She went on to have 5 more, a basketball team of each sex. Planned Parenthood, she called it. She had 1,000,001 friends. She smoked, she drank, she played cards, she became an open water diver. She drove so fast and recklessly that people got out of her car with a sore foot from slamming on the imaginary brake. She gave up smoking, alcohol, and caffeine on the same day, and somehow managed not to commit homicide as a result. Now, Anne raised their family in a 9-bedroom mansion overlooking the San Francisco Bay. At one time, she was a member of 22 different boards and raised money for gifted college students, homeless people, and the Roman Catholic Church. Now, there was a part of Anne and Dick that yearned for consecrated life during their marriage, however, reminiscent of Saints Louis and Zelia Martin. Now, according to the Miller's son, Mark, they made a pact that one or both would enter consecrated life after the kids grew up, he in a Trappist monastery and she in a Carmelite monastery. Now, in the midst of the worldly hustle and bustle, Anne kept her Catholic faith strong through the years. One example is that she would travel the world with priests to ensure that she didn't miss daily mass. Now, her husband later died of cancer in 1984, and it was then she began the long-considered bid to join one of the strictest orders of nuns in the world, the Carmelites. Anne sat her daughters down over lunch and then her sons and told them that she planned to enter the convent. A year before she entered, she even turned down a marriage proposal from a longtime friend. Then, 5 years from Dick's passing, she gave away everything she owned to join the Sisters of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Des Plaines, Illinois, at age 61, saying goodbye to the world. She would be then known as Sister Mary Joseph of the Trinity. Now, before entering, Sister Mary Joseph had said, "The first 2/3 of my life were devoted to the world. The last 1/3 will be devoted to my soul." Now, the convent told the family that even in her devotion, Sister Mary Joseph was perpetually late for prayers and duties around the facility, and she could never sing. As the Chicago Sun-Times reports, she spent her final days helping the other nuns roll rose petals into rosary beads to sell, which is how the order continues to support itself. Sister Mary Joseph of the Trinity passed away at the Carmelite Monastery on June 5, 2021, following a series of strokes. She was 92 years of age. Now, the dual vocation to marriage and consecrated life was Sister Mary Joseph's path, and she stands on the shoulders of spiritual giants who walked that path before her. For example, Saint Rita of Kesha had desired to become a nun, but at the age of 12, she married and had 2 sons. Family feud is what brought about problems between her family and others. After her husband was murdered, the beautiful Saint Rita prayed and begged God to save her son's souls rather than have them commit a grave sin through the vengeance of their father's death. After the passing of her 2 sons, she then entered the Augustinian convent, where she devoted herself to a life of prayer and great sacrifice. Then there is Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first US-born saint, who was born in 1774 and married at 19 years of age. She and her husband had 5 children. In 1803, 9 years after they were married, he died of tuberculosis, leaving St. Elizabeth a young widow at 29 years of age. In 1805, Elizabeth joined the Catholic Church. In 1809, she moved to Emmitsburg, Maryland, and founded the Sisters of Charity of St. Joseph, the first community for religious women established in the United States. Now, let's continue to remember those in prayer who are trying to discern a call to religious life. Sister Mary Joseph of the Trinity, pray for us.